And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. May is Bike Month, and Bike Lafayette has quite a number of activities planned. May 7th is Bike to School Day. For more information on any of these activities, you can go to their website, which is bikelafayette.org. On the 11th, there is a Rocks Randonnée and many other activities planned this month. The LHS Lafayette High School Spring String Thing concert will be tomorrow evening, May 7th at 7 o'clock. It will be in the Lafayette High School Auditorium, 7, and all are invited to attend the concert. A UL group called Crawfish for Missions will be having their benefit crawfish boil on Thursday, May 8th. For more information, you can email them at crawfishformissions@gmail.com. That will be at 1226 Johnston Street. Dine for the Diner will take place on Thursday, May 8th. It is a benefit for St. Joseph's Diner. It's their annual fundraising event. For more information about the event and where you can participate, you can go to their website, which is CatholicService.org, or to their Facebook page, which is St. Joseph Diner. CYT Lafayette will produce Les Miserables this week, Thursday through Sunday, in Angel Hall Auditorium. Tickets are available through their website, cytlafayette.org. That's this Thursday. Les Miserables opens in Angel Hall, and it will run through Sunday. The Bayou Vermilion Preservation Association has organized Bayou Vermilion Treasures this weekend. They're calling it a water weekend. Lots of speakers will be at Vermilionville on Friday, and then a lot of suggested family fun water activities on Saturday. More information is available at BayouVermilionPreservation.org. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company continues its run of Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. The play is being directed by Cooper Helm at Cité des Arts. It will run this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are available through the Cité website or by giving them a call. A very special benefit for the Hilliard University Art Museum will take place this Friday, May 9th, an evening with Dickie Landry and Sonny Landreth. They will be performing a concert in the main exhibit hall where Dickie Landry has photographs, black and white photographs, at the Hilliard from the 1970s when he was in New York. Again, that will be Sonny Landreth and Dickie Landry. It will be engineered by Tony Degg. Tickets are available by calling the Hilliard University Art Museum or going to their website. In Lake Charles, the Louisiana Choral Foundation's Masterworks Chorale presents its spring concert titled Spirits of Wisdom and Unity this Friday, May 9th, and on Sunday, May 11th, in the St. Luke Simpson United Methodist Church. The chorale is directed by Daryl Jones and will be accompanied by Abby Fletcher. For more information, you can go to their website. That's the Louisiana Choral Foundation, or give them a call. And Lake Charles native Carolyn Woosley will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. That will be this Friday, May 9th, in Baton Rouge at the annual CRCL Stewardship Award Banquet. Congratulations to Carolyn Woosley, longtime friend and supporter of KRVS. We appreciate her support. This Saturday, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will celebrate Mother's Day and Mother Nature. The market will be full of Mother's Day gifts, flower bouquets and handcrafts. The old Horticulture Club will be there with packets of native wildflower seeds. So lots of activities going on at the Horse Farm offered by the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market. That opens at 8 o'clock. The Big Easel will take place this Saturday in Town Square at River Ranch from 9 until 4 p.m. On Saturday, the Bag Mat Ministry will have a workshop to teach how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. About 500 mats have been made and distributed over the past 4 years. The workshop is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. The Student Arts Expo will be taking place in downtown Lafayette this Saturday, that second Saturday art walk as well. It will be taking place all over downtown, Parc Sanssouci, the opening ceremonies at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, and lots of galleries will have student artwork as well. This Saturday from noon until 8 in downtown Lafayette. And the Shelter Shindig will take place this Saturday, benefiting the St. Landry Parish Animal Shelter. That will be their first annual shindig, and it will take place from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you'd like to know more about it, it will be at the Yambalee Grounds in Opelousas. Their website is friendsunderwritingrescues.org or FUR, friendsunderwritingrescues.org. Their annual shelter shindig at the Yambalee Grounds in Opelousas this Saturday. The Friends of Music at UL Lafayette will have a magical night of music at Hotel Acadiana to benefit the UL Lafayette School of Music and Performing Arts Scholarship Program. The concert will be by the students of the School of Music, directed by Sean Roy. For more information, you can contact the School of Music or the Friends of Music. This Saturday at Cité des Arts, the Silverbacks present the Family Dinner Comedy Troupe from Baton Rouge. That will be at 7:30. Tickets can be purchased at the door of Cité this Saturday. The show starts at 7:30. And this coming Sunday, the final in the Friends of Humanities film series entitled Images of South Louisiana in Film, Responsibility and Representation. The series has been curated by Dr. Barry Ancelet. He leads each session and leads the discussion afterwards. The final one is this Sunday, May 11th, and it features two contemporary documentaries made by Louisiana filmmakers, Anything I Catch by Pat Meir and I Always Do My Collars First by Connie Castile. The films will be shown in Oliver Hall on the UL Lafayette campus, that is the new computer science building, on the grounds where McNasby Stadium was, 3 to 5 on Sunday, and it is free and open to everyone. All are invited. Throughout the month of May, the Play It Again Instrument Drive will be taking place. Your old musical instruments can be refurbished and given to band students who are otherwise unable to afford them. Throughout the month of May, you can drop off instruments at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For more information about that program, please contact the ACA. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to podcasts of many of our locally produced programs. Just click on the program and search for the program you're interested in. Perhaps if you didn't get to hear all of Medicine Ball Caravan or you just want to enjoy it again, you can search for it and either listen to archive shows there or download them for listening to later on. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We'll be starting off with All Things Considered from 4 to 6, Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And on Tuesdays, we have our evening of jazz, locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears, Night Train Jazz with John Green from 8 until 10, and Passport to Modern Jazz with Djalma Garnier from 10 until midnight. And we do want to thank everyone who participated during our recent spring fun drive, which concluded Sunday evening, although many of you have been donating over the past 2 days. And of course, you still can at any time. Just click on the support button or the support this station button. But thank you so much, those who contacted us during the fundraiser, dropped in. We really appreciate it. And all of our producers do as well. Stay with us. And just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.